You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today we have part two in a seven-part series looking at sea level rise in California. From the San Diego-Tijuana border all the way up to Humboldt Bay, we're visiting some of the people and places that are dealing with flooding, coastal erosion, and pollution, all made worse by rising tides. KLW's emergency and disaster preparedness reporter, Ren Farrell, is lead producer on this series. And Ren joins me now. Hi, Ren.
Hi, Hannah.
So a quick recap for listeners who might have missed part one. What was the last episode about?
We heard from KALW's climate reporter, Mary Catherine O'Connor, about a small community in Napa County that's struggling to agree about what they need to do to protect their homes from rising sea levels. There are about 130 houses on a two-mile road with water surrounding them on both sides. And for almost a century, they've relied on a levee to keep the water back. But because of the way things have shaken out, every homeowner is actually responsible for maintaining the section of the levee that's in front of their house. Mm-hmm. And when one person doesn't do their part, everyone's house is at risk of flooding. Some people think there should be a community-wide levee repair fund, and some think the system works just fine as it is.
So individual action versus collective action.
Yeah, it's a very classic climate change story, in my opinion, and it's an issue that we can see playing out in communities across the U.S. and probably across the world. What one person does or doesn't do can have a profound impact on their neighbors, but some people just don't want to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ren, where are you taking us today?
Today, reporter Sydney Fishman is taking us up to Humboldt Bay, specifically to King Salmon. It's an unincorporated community on the southern edge of Eureka. It's a small and mostly peaceful town, but 3 to 4 times a year, king tides roll in. And when those tides combine with heavy rain, it's not uncommon for buildings in King Salmon to flood with a foot or more of water. In collaboration with the Mendocino Voice, reporter Sydney Fishman looks at the impacts of climate change on one local business and the surprising way the restaurant's owner is dealing with sea level rise.
Yum.
Enjoy.
Oh, we will.
People in Eureka flock to the Falafel Love restaurant in King Salmon, partly for the view. The wood-paneled restaurant has tons of waterfront seating tucked right next to the docks. But they're also coming here for what might be Humboldt County's most beloved Mediterranean food. The owner, Avishai Liebson, is always in the back, frying up falafel wraps, fish, and lamb.
We're just trying to serve fresh and humble food. It's pretty simple ingredients.
But last December, Falafel Love faced a huge challenge. 3 atmospheric rivers hit the north coast while the tides were at their highest.
So when I signed the lease, the landlord, which has now become a good pal of mine, had a little addendum saying that you were aware that this place floods. And I'm like, floods, sure, there's some water in the parking lot.
Our atmospheric river drawing closer to the coast, becoming a bomb cyclone, and the flooding concerns that we're starting to get higher confidence on where this cycle of storms will actually land. You can see the precipitation forecast.
Liebson keeps local tide charts on hand for these kinds of situations. After he looked over the charts, he realized just how much water was about to come into his restaurant during this mid-December storm. The morning when flooding was supposed to be at its worst, Liebson decided to head into the restaurant, grab his fisherman gear, and get to work cleaning up the water.
And then the water starts seeping into the building, and I was in my extra tufts because I fish, and they were almost on the top of my boots. I was like, oh, there's nothing really to do about this but to wait for the end of the tide and wait for the water to recede.
Liebson figured out how to capitalize on this daunting situation. He took out his phone and started recording.
And yeah, we just had about a foot or so of water in the building and made for a great viral moment that we were able to capture on video with a kayaker coming in. Yeah, we'll open around noon, you know, just another day at Falafel Love. You bet.
In fact, after the flooding, Liebson and his team received an outpouring of love from the Eureka community, which he wasn't expecting. They received hundreds of new followers on their Instagram
and had help from locals in cleaning up the restaurant. And it's worth noting that this part of Eureka is somewhat remote. There aren't many restaurants nearby. So some customers, like regular Joe Brown, say they simply roll with the punches when the tides start rising.
It's us just chilling, you know, having tea, drinking, eating whatever we can, and hanging out, like just kind of like watching the water. But really what makes a difference is this, sitting outside on the water, on the bench. So he's talked about moving to like better places and stuff like that. But really, is there a better place than you could be than on the water?
Leibson explains that overall, he had to spend thousands of dollars to fix the kitchen equipment that was ruined by the flooding.
We're definitely losing thousands. It's not in the tens of thousands. It's not gonna like break me.
On average, Leibson's restaurant floods about 8 days a year. He says that usually the water gets about a foot high and they only have to close up shop for a few hours.
Will it flood? Yeah. Is it sustainable? To a certain degree, yes. It's sustainable as long as you're resilient.
Leibson says that back in the 1980s, the Army Corps of Engineers created dunes in this area to help reduce flooding. He says that Falafelov does not have flood insurance. He also says that he didn't get any financial or other support from the county when the flooding happened. But that didn't matter too much because the Humboldt community had his back.
We have a lot of marine biologists and fisheries biologists, and the Humboldt community is so involved in so many ways. And my grower friends immediately like, here's dehumidifiers and here's fans and like dry your building down. Yeah, we got an outpour of support of what can we do to help and how can we be of aid.
But most people, like homeowners, don't have the same type of resources. King Salmon is a mostly residential neighborhood. And now some homeowners are exploring ways to make their properties more resilient to flooding.
Some landowners have tried to modify their homes to make them more resilient to flooding, but that's very expensive. Typically, that involves like either raising a house up or remodeling it so that the occupancy is on the second floor or the third floor, but the first floor is parking or storage that's not affected by flooding.
That's Hank Seaman, the Deputy Director of Environmental Services for Humboldt County. In recent years, Humboldt County has received several grants to study how the area can adapt to flooding. It's also working with Cal Poly Humboldt to develop adaptation strategies for these coastal neighborhoods.
We're trying to understand specifically, you know, where's the flooding happening? What are the flow paths? You know, where's the water coming from? Where's it going? What are its characteristics? What are the consequences of that flooding? And then trying to come up with ideas, both more short-term and long-term, to try to help alleviate flooding, kind of more with the focus of the hazardous flooding.
Seaman says the county is also looking at ways to help both business owners and homeowners apply for permits to make their buildings more flood-resistant. But the forecast is still a bit scary.
In Humboldt Bay, we've got the plate tectonics that are pulling the surface down, which is essentially making the sea level rise go up faster.
That's Matthew Kidwell. He's the lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Eureka. Kidwell says sea level rise in Humboldt Bay is happening at an alarming rate. By 2050, sea levels in Humboldt Bay are projected to rise by more than a foot, the fastest rate on the West Coast. The message is clear. Local scientists and politicians say that coastal residents and business owners need to adapt in more tangible, concrete ways because sea level rise isn't slowing down. But in true Falafelov fashion, Leibson wants to celebrate the inevitability of sea level rise. He's even considering hosting a King Tide themed party at his restaurant.
We're still dreaming of having like the King and Queen Tide event over here. We're going to have people come in paddleboards and kayaks to the parking lot and have a little coffee serve. And when life gives you lemons, you want to preserve them like our food.
In Humboldt County, I'm Sydney Fishman for Cross Currents.
That
That was the second story in our new series looking at the impacts of sea level rise in California. You can find the whole series at klw.org/sealevelrise.